souls glory, joy, and a crown. Oh my God.
So beautiful.
Beautiful Savior, beautiful Savior. God of all creation. How I love and adore you. For you're beautiful beyond all description to say. Oh my God. Oh, beautiful. So very beautiful.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
These words, and I need to bring this out. Jesus answered and said unto them, to have faith in God. Now, if you go back and you were to read what made Jesus say that, praise God. See, in the time that Mark was writing, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem where he would ultimately die, praise God, for my sins and for yours. And while he was on his way to Jerusalem, he sees a fig tree, and the Bible say he sees it afar off. Amen. And when he got closer to the tree, he noticed that the tree had no fruit, but only leaves. In other words, it looked pretty. It looked like it was full of everything that they needed. But the number one ingredient that it needed was fruit. Boy, I hope I'm not describing somebody in here today. Praise God. And so when he saw that the tree had no fruit but leaves, Jesus cursed the tree. Yes. Go back and read it.
Yes,
curse the tree. Curse the tree. And you want to know something? He had to say it loud enough because his disciples heard him.
Yes,
the reason I know his disciples heard him, praise God, because when they finally arrived, praise God, to Jerusalem. And Jesus goes into the temple, and you all know what he did, praise God. He whipped them out of there. They were in there. I'm talking about religious folk. They were in there doing everything but what they were supposed to do. And he whipped them out of there. And he said that y'all have turned my house of prayer into what? A den of thieves. The scribes. And the chief priests also heard what Jesus said, and they sought at that moment that they would find out. We got to get this guy.
Yeah, yeah,
We got to get him. We're gonna get him. We got to get him. You know that when sometime when somebody is saying something right, when somebody is telling you something right, instead of you getting in line with what they say, you get mad. Oh Lord, I'm talking to somebody this morning. Praise God. When you're going in the wrong direction, and somebody try to tell you the right direction to go, and you don't go, and instead of you taking heed to what they tell you, praise God, you get mad. That's what them scribes and that's what those Pharisees did. I can't speak for the Sadducees, you see, because there was some Sadducees around there. But you see, Sadducees didn't get too much upset, because if you understand the mindset of a Sadducee, the Sadducees, their gospel, their I don't know if I want to call it their salvation, it didn't go beyond the first five books of the Bible. Praise God. If it wasn't in the law, the Sadducees didn't want to have nothing to do with it. Praise God. So they weren't too concerned. But you see, the scribes and those high priests, they heard what Jesus said and they got mad with him and thought about what we can do to put him away. The reason why we want to put him away is because he's now garnering a following of folk. Whole bunch of folk are beginning to listen at what he said. So they say, we got to get rid of this fella. Praise God. Almost like sometime when I think about believers, man, there are some believers. I shared the story this morning. I won't reshare it. Praise God. Sometimes we got to know when to hold them. We got to know when to fold them. We got to know when to walk away, and we got to know when to cry. Yeah, that's sometimes. And then we may be right. But to not to hinder somebody, not to hurt somebody, we got to know how to hold them, fold them, walk away, and cry. Amen. I won't share that story again because that's not what I'm going to preach about. But my point is, when Jesus and them finally, they went to Bethany, and then when they finally come back to Jerusalem, they notice the tree that Jesus had cursed, man, it had withered up. And then Peter called to his attention. He said, Master, you know that tree you cursed yesterday? Man, that thing is gone. It has withered up. And then Jesus said to all of those disciples, he said, I want you to have faith. Have faith in God. You see, it would be remiss for me to tell you a story like that without telling you some of the significance of it, because many theologians say that that fig tree, praise God, represented Israel. And that the fig tree was full of leaves. In other words, it appeared fruitful, but it had no fruit. We are supposed to be spiritual Israel. We can't just be full of leaves and not producing no fruit. Don't you know that this world is looking for some fruit? I haven't even got to what I want to talk about. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't you know that this world wants to see some fruit? This world wants to be able to walk up to our tree is where I want to walk up to our tree and pick off some fruit of love. Pick off some fruit of forgiveness. Pick off some fruit of kindness. But they had a tree that had nothing but leaves. And Jesus said, in other words, what Jesus was saying to that tree, your leaves are pretty, but your leaves are not doing me any good. And it's best, I'm just saying this, y'all, it's best that you not be around. I'm not saying that about anybody in here. I'm just saying that we got to bear some fruit, because this world is looking for some fruit. And Jesus answered him, and he answered all of them. He said, y'all got to have faith in God. Put your trust in God. Oh, man, I got to ask this question. I can't preach this the way I want to preach it. Can I just see the hands of everybody in here today who have put their trust into something other than God? I'm not saying you're doing it now, but you done put your trust. You done trust some Negro. You done trust some friend. You done trust some relative. And they let you down. But I could stand up here today and say, God has never let us down. And that's right. Thank you, Deacon Robinson. He never will. So as we look at this text, I believe that I can share at least five reasons why it is important for believers. That's you and I. That's you and I. If I take my glasses off one more time, I'm finding that I'm serious, y'all. I got to the point where I can see great. They did the cataract surgery. I could see you now. Praise God. Let me see the hands of all of the believers in here today. Praise God. I'm putting mine up. I believe so. I look like everybody in here. Praise God. So it's important. That we have faith in God alone, because when we have faith in God alone, can I tell you something? Things happen for us. And I'm speaking, praise God, to the entire body of Christ. And just to make sure I don't leave nobody out, I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking to pastors. I'm talking to ministers. I'm talking to missionaries. I'm talking to deacons. I'm talking to deaconess. I'm talking to teachers. I'm talking to ushers. And I'm talking about believers as a whole. We must have faith in God alone. Oh, yeah, we got to. Praise God. You see, because the very first reason why we ought to have faith in God alone, because faith in God alone, we become winners. We win. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, having faith in God alone, you win. Oh yeah, you see, faith is a winning attitude. Faith is positive. Oh yeah, it's positive. Praise God. Doubt is negative. How many of y'all ever been around somebody that doubts? Oh my God. That can be one of the most negative experiences you can have. Praise God. But faith is positive. And I know if you like me, you hate to be around somebody that doubt every time. We could do this. Oh, no, we can't. I think we can go over there and go, oh, no, I don't know if we could try that. That might be a little bit too hard. Praise God. No, no. Praise God. When we have faith, praise God, and God alone, it makes us winners. Oh, Lord, faith in God. When we have faith in God, we are on the winning side. Oh, yeah. Apostle Paul said this to his spiritual son, Timothy. Praise God. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 12, verse 1, he says, for I know whom I believe. And look what Paul goes on to say. He said, I am persuaded that what? He is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. That's faith.
Yeah, that's faith.
Have you committed anything to him? Praise God, until that day. Y'all know what day I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Praise God, that's the day of the Lord. You see, faith in Christ make us a child of God. And church, do you know him today? Oh, Lord, boy, I should have had a whole bunch of folks out loud. Do you know him today? I don't mean, praise God, just have your name on somebody's roll. Because we got a whole bunch of folks that got their name on somebody's church roll. But they don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. And you don't know the sad thing about it? Jesus Christ don't know nothing about them other than their name. Praise God. To the church. Sometimes when Bible study and Sunday school is going on, praise God, we say, I just don't feel like it. You know what I feel like doing? I feel like taking and throwing a steak on the grill. And I just sit outside and just sit down and relax. But because I have faith in God, I got to go to Sunday school. I got to go to Bible study. Praise God. I look at the choir members. Amen. Praise God. When on a Thursday night, you have worked hard all day. And it's one of them days that you had one of them hard days. Man, looked like the man wasn't going to ever get off you. But guess what? That evening you say, you know, I don't feel like going to choir rehearsal tonight. But because you have faith in God alone, you say, I'm going, praise God, because I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for Christ. Everything that we do is for him. Because it's all about him. But number four, faith in God alone can change any situation. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, faith in God alone can definitely change any situation. See, we think about Moses. Moses was in an impossible situation when he left Egypt. After those plagues, Pharaoh told him, get out of here. Y'all go. Gave him some stuff. So here they are, perched at the banks of the Red Sea. Both sides were mountains. And behind them, what was behind them? Egypt, Pharaoh and his army. Hot pursuit. Was in hot pursuit. But when you want to talk about how faith in God alone changed the situation, God asked Moses, Moses, what you got in your hand? They sitting back there looking and sweating, praise God, getting all anxious. He said, what you got in your hand? I'm going to ask y'all today, what you got in your hand? Stretch it out. I'm talking about have some faith. I'm talking about have some faith in God alone, stretch it out. And the Bible says, when he stretched that rod out, it said that the Red Sea, not by you, Roberts, not Clico Lake, praise God, not Cotia, praise God, it said that the Red Sea parted. And those Israelites went across. Now, y'all got to get this, man. It said they went across on dry land. In the midst of a sea, they went across on dry land. So that tells me whatever it is that you're going through, I don't care how grim it looks. I don't care what the circumstances are. Praise God, all you got to do is have faith in God alone. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here this morning, because I don't know what your Red Sea is. Your Red Sea, praise God, might be a marital problem. Your Red Sea might be your job. Your Red Sea, praise God, might be some type of financial problem. But whatever your Red Sea situation is, it could be health and your body. But whatever your Red Sea is, have faith in God and stretch forth that hand of faith. Praise God. If you have faith in God alone, I'm here to tell you, praise God, that he can change things. Oh, Lord, I want to give us another example of where things change. How many of y'all remember Paul and Silas? Going back to the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Praise God. Them boys had been out praying, and they've been out teaching. They had been out just sharing the word of God. And those folk got mad with them. Locked them up, praise God, in a jail. But you want to know one thing I like about Paul and Silas? Paul and Silas did not go in and have a pity party. They didn't go in there, Sister Buckner, and have no pity party. Man, I don't know which one sung and I don't know which one prayed, but they tell me that they began to sing and they began to pray. They began to sing and they began to pray. And the Bible says that at midnight, there was I can't do that no more. I might break something. There was a shaking. Entire foundation began to shake. Praise God. I know somebody from Tennessee think that they made the jailhouse rock, but that was made a long, long time ago. Praise God. God changed that situation. Praise God. Not only changed the situation for Paul and Silas, changed the situation for that jailer. Because the Bible says that that jailer was getting ready to do himself in. Oh yeah, he was getting ready to do himself in, and Paul and them said, no, don't do yourself no harm. We all here, praise God. But that jailer asks a question. How many of y'all know the question he asked? Brother Hamilton, you know the question he asked? He said, what must I do? I'm not talking about what my daddy got to do. I'm not talking about what my mama got to do. He said, what must I do to be saved? Praise God. And all Paul and them told him, I want you to believe on the Lord. And his whole situation changed. How do I know his situation changed? He was a man that at one time was on his way to hell. But praise God, because of Paul and Silas them having their faith in God alone, their situation changed. The jailer's situation changed. Not only did the jailer's situation change, his whole family situation changed. Hold that. So faith in God alone can change any situation. But let me go to my seat, because as I close, I find that faith in God alone, it gives compassion. Deacon Robinson hit on that this morning. We talk about love. It gives compassion, because the God that we serve is a God of love. If you take the Bible from Genesis all the way through Revelation, you know what it is? All it is a big love story. Talks about the love that God has for mankind. And praise God. And just like he had that compassion, praise God, you and I, as believers, we ought to have that same compassion. Oh, yeah. If I don't do nothing else, somebody trying to figure out what I'm getting ready to say next. If I don't do nothing else, praise God, I want to get us to the point where we love one another. I want to get us to the point where if we had some aughts against somebody, and sometimes a lot of folk right there in your family, don't hold on to that. Don't hold on to that. Yeah, they hurt you. Yeah, they did it. Yeah, they said something about you. Can I go ahead and say it? Yeah, they said it. Whatever they said, they said it. And you're not going to be able to bring it back. But you know what? You can love them. You can love the very hell out of them. We are the children of God. God has engrafted us by our confession of him as our Lord and Savior. He has engrafted us into his family. And can I tell you something about family? Family pray together. Families hurt together. Families heal together. Family members don't let another family member sit out there and flounder to themselves. And we may not love what they did. Like what they did. But we got to love them. We got to love them. We got to love them. And faith in God alone gives us that compassion. Faith in God alone would cause children who don't speak to their mama or their daddy to speak to them. Faith in God alone will give us the compassion. That Negro that just hurt you to your heart. Have y'all ever had one of them family members that hurt you to your heart? See, I got him. I got him. I will never, ever, 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 never, ever, 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 never.